If you get a call about a super deal for your company's Xerox machine, don't assume it's for real. There are Xerox scams.
I received a phone call from a guy named Jack Miller.
That's Anna Hoffman, president of Bethel Native Corporation.
He said he was with Xerox, and he asked me if I was a purchasing agent for the company. And he said that the price of the toner had gone up, but he was going to honor the former price, and a guy from Xerox Capital Support Services was going to call me to give me the invoice information.
And that's exactly what happened. About 20 minutes later, Hoffman receives another call from another person.
And this person gets on the phone and he says, "Did Jack Miller speak to you?" And I said, "Yes." And he says, "Okay, I have this invoice for you for the toner for your Xerox copier. Can I get your email address?" And it seemed very suspicious, but I gave him my email because I wanted to see what this was all about.
Hoffman receives an invoice, and by all accounts, it looks pretty legitimate. Still, Hoffman does a little research to try to find out who this company really is. She couldn't find them anywhere online, so she decides to call BNC's Xerox representative in Anchorage.
And she said that this was a scam.
In fact, Hoffman learned that villages in the YK Delta had been hit by a similar scam. Some offices paid the money and others didn't. The Anchorage Xerox company didn't return calls to KYUK. But if you Google Xerox scams, you'll find that they are a national fraud. Xerox.com actually has a name for them, toner phoners. The Alaska Department of Law deals with consumer fraud. Cindy Drinkwater is the Assistant Attorney General. She says office supply scams have been around for a long time.
It's important for businesses, especially small businesses and nonprofit agencies, to understand that they are the targets of this kind of scam. And it would be a really good idea to talk about how to deal with this and to have procedures in place so that there's maybe one person who has the authorization to make office supply purchases and that they use a purchase order procedure.
Drinkwater says sometimes the scammers can be aggressive, going after payments, but consumers should not give in.
They also should not pay, even though they might get a lot of pressure to pay. The scammers might say that they're going to send them to collections or take them to court. But if the item was not properly authorized for purchase, they shouldn't pay. And to file a complaint and not fall prey to possible bullying by the scammers.
You can find a lot of information about scams and fraud at the Department of Law's website, www.law.state.ak.us. You can also file fraud complaints there. In Bethel, I'm Angela Denning Barnes.